Today we're going to talk about something very important. We're continuing with the theme. We're on top of Vav Mer Aleph, and we're continuing with the theme of Rosh Hashanah being 2 days, and what the nature is. Do we say it's what happens if it's born on the first day, it's usher on the second day, or it's going to be permissible on the second day? But now we're going to talk about a little bit of a different direction as to certain activities that you're allowed to do. Up until now we were talking about the Beitzah Shenolda. Now we're going to talk about other aspects. So Amar Rava, Mace. Let's say you have somebody, Rachmanu Litzlan, who died and needs to be buried. He died on Yom Tov Rishon. So this year will be on Monday. So Yis'asku Bo Amamim. So the first opinion here is that of Rava, where he says the Goyim deal with the Kvura, that even though normally you're not allowed to instruct the Goy what to do, that's a problem. Good morning. That's a problem. What's called Amir La'akum. That's a problem of an Isser Dorabanan. But because of Kavod Ames, but because you want to take care of the Mace, therefore it becomes admissible. But Mace be Yom Tov Sheni, but if it dies on the second day of Yom Tov, you have even a bigger heter, and that is according to Rabbi Yisasku Bo Yisrael, that a Yid himself could bury it, right? That, and you don't need to bury through a Goyim. Va'afilu be, and then he says, that's on a standard Yom Tov. And now he adds, good morning, Va'afilu b'shnei yomim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah. Even on day two of Rosh Hashanah, which is more strict than the average two-day Yom Tov, because of this concept of what we spoke about, Kedusha Achas, that it's all considered one. He says, Masha. And then he says, that's what you're allowed to do on day two of Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah. Masha Ein came Bebeitza, as opposed to a Beitza, that on each and every Yom Tov, if it's born on the first day, you're permitted, that if it's born on the first day, you're, whether or not you're allowed to eat it on the second day, that even on Rosh Hashanah, if it was born on the first day, there is no Kula, for eating it on the second day. But you are allowed to bury somebody on day two if they died on day one. Okay, even on Rosh Hashanah. Big Chiddush, which we don't allow you by a Beitza Muksa. And the reason is, the overarching theme here is because of what's called Kavod Ames. Okay, Kavod Ames allows you. Today, we don't do that, but we do have one Kula on day two. And that is, Rachmanu Litzlan, if somebody dies on Yontif, the second day of Yontif counts as the first day of Shiva. So for example, you have this all the time, right? If somebody dies, Chol HaMoed Pesach, or whatever it is. So that last day of Yom Tov, that eighth day, will count as day one. Traditionally, we start counting from the Kvura, except if it's Shabbos, whatever it is. So that last day of Yom Tov will count as the first day of Shiva. Okay. Nardei Amrei, in Nardei, they say that's the name of the town. Af Bebeitza, even by an egg, they're matir by second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because what would you think? What's the svara to say it's aser? Dilma ma'abre leila el. Perhaps they would allow el to be an uber year. That maybe Bezin will come and say that after they made the takan of the Beis HaMikdash, that after the Edom, the witnesses, came on the 30th day of el after Mincha, they wouldn't accept them anymore, like we spoke about up until now. So therefore, they needed to always make, they were always concerned that the Edom would come late. So because of the people who live far away from Bezin, they didn't accept it, but they didn't hold of Rosh Hashanah to be of a 2 day variety, right? Because they may have accepted them. And the Gemara says, ha, we know, Amar of Chinan Bar Kana Marav, Mimos Ezra Eilech, Lo Matzinu El Mu'uber. We never saw El become 30 days. Which means El was automatically how many days? 29. Which means Rosh Hashanah was automatically how many days? Only 1 day. Why? Because it was always on the 30th day of El, which was not the 30th day of El anymore since we ma'abred it. It was really the first day of Tishrei. Okay? So that's what he's pointing out here, that Rav Chinan Bar Kana Rav says, from the time of Ezra Viter, we never saw El Be'uber. We never saw it 30 days. Okay, it was always considered what's called Chaser, and Rosh Hashanah was on its 30th day. Okay, so since we didn't need to make Rosh Hashanah 2 days, even once, it became clear that the Takana to make it 2 days was for one Kedusha. It was only Alts a Suffolk, because it was always going to be 1 day. Okay, now the Gemara is going to judge this Rava, what we said by Rava here. When Rava says that somebody who died on the second day, that a Yid should deal with the Mace, Ela Dishtoi, that's only in a way that it began to smell. if you didn't bury it. So, right, there was a larger covered ames at that point. If you didn't, we're on hey, vav mer aleph, towards the top. Okay? He says, that's only if it was delayed. Avalo yishtoi, but if you didn't delay, and there's no concern that it's going to smell, or you have the proper, I hate to say this, the proper refrigeration, right? Then the Gemara says, mishahinan lay. Then we prevent, we delay the kfura up until Yom Tif is over. That's what we do today. Right? When my grandmother, Rachmanallah, passed away, so it was a Shabbos, so we gave one instruction to the guy. Pick up the air conditioning as high as it can get. That was the instructions, right? You'd have to bury because there's no concern over this, over the lack of kavod ames. You have a shomer and then weiter. Okay, Rav Ashi amar af agav delay shtoi, even though we don't delay, it was born on the died on the second day. Nami lo misharin alay, we don't hold back the kfura, but rather we bury them immediately. Why? My time. What's the reason? Yom Tov sheni legabe meis, the second day of Yom Tov, vis-a-vis the person who died, kechol shavi rabbanon. The rabbanon equated it like a weekday. Vafilu lemegiz leglima, even to give them to cut a cloak for its covered, that was allowed, or lemegiz leasa, to cut a myrtle branch in order to put it on the deathbed. So therefore, I just want to give the lumdus. The lumdus is, it's not pshat that it's usher with a heter. It never became, they never made it usher in the first place. Meaning, when they made it usher, they said the second day, according to this opinion, never was made usher, and therefore is always going to be permissible to bury people on day two of Yom Tov. Yeah?
What if there was no non-Jewish shomer?
Well, Jew could be a shomer on Shabbos. A Jew could be a shomer. You could sit there, say, tell him, yeah. You don't need that. You need a guy to bury, you don't need a guy to shomer. Oh, so that's what it sounds like according to this opinion. According to this opinion, it sounds like it's hutra. Exactly. Very good. So, Amravina, Ubayina today, Deika Chaveri, where there are people that force Yidden to do work for them the entire week, and we claim Shabbos, and the only reason why we get off from work is because we claim Shabbos, Chayshinan, we are concerned that if they see us burying people on the second day Yant, if they're going to force us to do other work, old trick. Right, therefore you can't bury people on the second day except through Nachrim, right? You understand? That's a big problem. Could you imagine? You call up your boss and you say, I can't come in today. Why not? It's Yom Tov. They're going to say, oh right, parking is suspended, right? In New York City, that's how you know when it's a Yom Tov for the goyim. Parking is suspended. So they say, okay, don't come to work today. And then they see you burying your relatives. They say, wait a second, if you can bury your relatives, you can come to work. Therefore, you're not allowed to bury your relatives, according to this opinion of Ravina. What?
I don't know the halakha, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed.
Perikle, what do you mean? Your work is, you're a farmer, right? It's not like today where you go to work with a computer. Back then, all work was manual labor. Well, not all,
so
but...
So
they see you digging. Wait, if you could dig for the dead guy, you could dig for the apples. You understand? So, again, this is why... Never did this before. Okay, now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Okay, so now let's go. The Gemara is going to bring a machlekes at Maroim vis-a-vis the halacha again of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Ravina v'yasin kamei de Ravashi or Ravasi, depending on your reading. Now remember, whenever you see Ravina and Ravashi in a Gemara, this tells you you're getting towards the end of the sugya because Ravina and Ravashi are the compilers of the Gemara, right? So who do you put at the end? Yourself. So Ravina v'yasiv kamei de Rav Ashi. One time Ravina was sitting in front of Rav Ashi, okay, and it was b'shnei yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. It was the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and they fell out on Thursday and Friday. Chazia, so Ravina saw Rav Ashi davi atziv. He was very sad. Rav Ashi was very sad. Nebuch, you don't want to be sad in Yantif. So what does Ravina do? He says, "Anu amrle." Ravina says to Rav Ashi, "Am I atziv mar? Why are you so sad?" Amrle Rav Ashi says, "Deloyis ve'erev tafshilin." Whoops. I forgot to make an Erev Tashilut.
This is in Beitza, exactly, I'm sorry, word for word, in Jalad, Amid Allah.
Good. Well, we're in Beitza.
No. Oh, no, I meant Ted Zion.
Well, if you look on the Mesoros Hashas, I think he quotes it there. Anyway, so he is very sad because he didn't send an Erev Tashilut, which means he can't prepare from Yom Tov on Friday for Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. So he's very sad. Samalei V'lesev Mar'inu, why don't you set up an Erev Tashilut today, on Thursday. Right? It was a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Matzav. Why do you set up the Erev Tavshilin on Thursday? Milo, Amar Rava, doesn't Rava say when you're dealing with 2 days of Yom Tif, if they fall out on Thursday, Friday, a person is allowed to set up an Erev Tavshilin on his own and stipulate, Masna means stipulate, meaning what's the stipulation? It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So, it's 2 days of Yom Tif. So why is it 2 days of Yom Tif? So maybe Thursday's Chol. If Thursday's Chol, the Erev Tavshil is set up for Thursday, you're doing it on Chol, and Friday is Yom Tif good, you're setting up for Friday Shabbos. Givaldik. If Thursday's Yom Tif, then Friday is what? Chol. Do you need the Erev Tavshilin? No. So he's doing the old trick, the old masneh. Why don't you just set up the Erev Tavshilin today? Ravashi. So Ravina is a Givaldik again. He's cheering up Ravashi. Ravashi's all sad, no Erev Tavshilin. Ravina says, Sadik, don't worry about it. You got this. Make the old masneh. Amalei Ravashi's Eimadomer Rava b'shnei yom tov mishal galius. That works when we're dealing with the standard 2 days of Yontif, whether it's Shavuot, Sukkot, or Pesach. But b'shnei yom tov mishal Rosh Hashanah, but when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because they're fundamentally different, because they're what's called what? Kedusha Achas, and not Shnei Kedushas. We look at Thursday, Friday as one long day. Mi Amar? Do we say such a thing? So Ravina says back, Ay, Vahama Nehardei. But didn't the Chachamim of Nehardei say, Av Beitza, even a Beitza that was born on Thursday of Rosh Hashanah, Muteres, should be permissible on Friday, which means it's two Kedushas. So very good that even though it smells of one Kedusha, that we keep it everywhere, nonetheless, they're really bifurcated. And we look at Thursday and Friday as independent entities when it comes to an egg. Noilad Bezeh, Muter Bezeh. So therefore also, Rebbe, you want to daven by us today? If you want to do slichas, we would love it if you can. Okay, whatever it is, up to you. Okay, Thursday, Friday, so we should look at them as two separate entities. Here also, look at them as two separate entities, and you can set the Erev Tavshilin up on Thursday with the old Miman of Shach for Friday. So Amar Lei Mordechai, so his Talmid of Ravashi says to Ravina, don't ask Ravashi from the words of Nehardei, Beferish Amar Lei Mar, Ravashi said to me explicitly, Delay Savar Lei Nehardei. He doesn't hold like the Nehardeans. He doesn't hold like the Nehardeans that they could be viewed as two separate Kedushos, but rather as one long day, and therefore Ravashi is guilty of you snooze, you lose, which means that if he missed the Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, on Wednesday, he wouldn't set it up on Thursday based on the Miman of Shach, because it's one long day. I want to share with you a Divrei Hashkafa, if you will, for one moment. There's a whole discussion whether Rosh Hashanah is two separate days or one day. Lemaise, it comes out that way because of the Edim. But Hashkafically, it's one long Kedusha as well. I heard this over Yontif, a Gival de Gevart. Each of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva corresponds to one of the Aseres HaDibros. The first of the Aseres HaDibros is Anochi Hashem Aleikecha, is Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second day is what? What's the second of the Dibros? You shouldn't have any other, on the Aseres, right? Lo Yelucha Elokim Acher. You can't have other gods. Because it's always on the HaKadosh, not here. Lo Yelucha Elokim Acher. You can't have other gods. So, therefore, it comes out, lo yelach elokim, that it's two sides of one coin. Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah is all about Amunah. On the one hand, day one is making sure you have one God, and the other one days is make sure you don't have more than one God. Okay, Itmar. Oh, not today. Today is Zachas Yom Shabbos. God show? Good question. We have to figure that out. Today is day four. What's day four? Last I checked, Kibbut Av is five. Kibbut Av Eim is five. That's last I checked. May have changed in the last couple of days. Okay. Maybe. Okay, let's continue. We have a good question. Itmar. Yom Kippur Leisachmo is a drasha. Itmar. Ephrayach Shanola. Let's say we have a chick that is born. It emerges from the egg. The Yom Tov. On Yom Tov. What's the status of that chick? So Rav Amar, this chick is usher with eating on the Yom Tov. Ushmuel v'itemer of Yochanan Ramutter. So we have Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. What the status of the chick is? Rav Amar Aser, why does Rav say it's Aser Muksahu? Because Ben HaShmashas, when the day started, this chick was not able to be eaten. Ushmuel v'item Reb Yochanan Amar Mutter, why? Ha'olumater atzmo b'shchita. So Reb Yochanan says this, it is permissible because since it became, at the time of Ben HaShmashas, it was Muksa, but because when it's born, it can be Nishchat to be eaten, it becomes permissible from the status of Muksa as well. So Amalei Rav Kahana Rav Asi L'Rav, why do you ask her this chick that's born in Yom Tov? V'chima ben zeh le'egel shenol b'yom tov. What's the difference between this chick and a calf that's born on Yom Tov, that everybody agrees you could eat it on that day. If a calf is born on Yom Tov, you could eat it. So what's the difference between the calf and the chick? So Amar Lahu, so he says to them, the reason why an eagle that's born on Yom Tov is mutter to eat is ho muchan agav imo b'shchita. Because you could have eaten the calf already on Yom Tov. Why? Because before the calf was born, the mother was pregnant. The calf was, I guess you would call it, in utero. And since the calf was in utero, you could just shecht mam and eat calf. So now that the calf emerged from the... Now that the calf emerged from the mom, you should be able to eat it. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow with the response.
Zeigesund and Stark.